This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. These shows go by so fast now. I don't know what's going on. It must be an age thing or something. I don't know. This portion of the show, well, first of all, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. You may have your gun, you may have your magazines or ammunition carry worked out, and your ammunition, but everything else you can find at tacticalholsters.com. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I am of the opinion that the people at the Pew Research Center are bipolar. Because there's another study that's got, I guess that's what they do, right? They just research and publish studies. Here lately, well, their studies have been coming out against us. And I don't know really what this one is about, but it's an interesting little study, if you will. They decided to compare male and female gun owners, which is interesting, I guess. They found that in the details, there's a lot of variance, some drastic variance, but here are the main points that they talk about. Number one, women who own guns tend to become gun owners at a later age than men. Well, that I don't know about. But it doesn't sound too inflammatory to me. Number two, women are more likely than men to cite protection rather than recreation is the only reason they own a gun. I don't own any guns for recreation. When I go train, I'm not recreating. I'm not out there with a floaty. I don't take a cooler of beer with me when I go train. I'm training. So, I don't really know. How do you recreate with a gun? What are the fun games you do with guns? Are they talking about hunting, maybe? I don't know. Number three, women who own guns are less likely than their male counterparts. Let's say they go sport shooting or hunting. Those substantial shares of women do so. I don't know what to think. Number four, female gun owners are less likely than male gun owners to say they watch TV programs or videos about guns and to say they visit websites about guns, hunting, or shooting sports. That I find to be patently untrue, because female gun owners are the fastest growing segment of women out there buying guns today. Ladies are not out there going, "Hey, I like that gun." They're researching what they're going to get. Now, a lot of times they get led astray by one of those intrepid salespeople at the gun shop, but you know what I'm saying. Five, male gun owners are more likely than female gun owners to say that there's a gun that is both loaded and easily accessible to them all of the time when they're at home. Okay. What if the woman lives alone? Number six, men and women who own guns are similar when it comes to how they see gun ownership. Majorities of both groups of gun owners consider the right to own guns to be essential to their personal sense of freedom, and somewhat similar shares say being a gun owner is very or somewhat important to their overall identity. Do you see what they did there? In other words, we worship the gun. Yeah. Number seven, among Republican and Republican-leaning gun owners, women tend to be more supportive than men of policy proposals that would restrict gun ownership. And that's where they go off the rails for me there. I don't know why this is happening, because gun control currently, temporarily, but currently, while they may be making all the noise and everything, for all practical purposes, is dead. The Arms Trade Treaty is dead. As a matter of fact, we should be pushing the Senate right now to take it up and vote it down right now. And just kill it. Not leave it tabled. Kill it. Kill it. Go get it, McConnell. Kill it. That's what we should be doing. Getting out there and saying that among Republican and Republican-leaning gun owners, women tend to be more supportive than men of policy proposals that would restrict gun ownership. Are we saying they don't know what they talk about or that they're anti-gun? And why then are women the fastest growing segment of America today buying guns? How can those two things exist in the same room? And the answer to that is they're not existing in the same room. Pew Research, the more they put out, I used to think they were credible. I don't think they are credible anymore. And say what you want to say about that. I do not think they are credible anymore. Now, the gun industry as a whole should continue to encourage women to be a part of the gun community. And we can do this by encouraging them to learn about firearms and how to properly use a loaded gun. Women are interested, but the biggest challenge they have when they are interested is learning more about firearms is the fear factor. Women are afraid of asking the wrong question or looking stupid, and they're afraid of doing or saying the wrong thing, which could really hurt someone. And you can ease that fear by being patient. If you're the instructor, be patient. You can answer the questions a woman may have without being disrespectful and degrading. And especially, you know, ladies, look, if you go to a gun shop, don't listen to those cats. Don't listen to those guys behind the gun counter. They're going to be rude. They're going to be snarky. Forget them. So, teaching women about all aspects of guns, including how they function and the different types of guns and ammo, that would go a long way. That would go a long way. Women-only classes. I have no issue with women-only classes. Actually, whenever I have been in a class with women, I may be faster than they are, but they're much more accurate. They're much more accurate. I've got a beat on speed, but their accuracy is second to nobody. I mean, it's mind-numbing. So, if that's, and maybe if that's, if it allows them to ask questions that are more pertinent to them, you know, they don't have the same sort of forearm build I've got, so maybe they want to know how a woman should rack a slide. And I'm not trying to be sexist here. But what I'm doing is I'm trying to make sure that women go take the training. I don't want you to think I'm sexist by saying you can't rack the slide. You can do anything I can do. And in some cases, it may be a little better. Women that join the shooting sports seem to embrace it a little bit better, too. Getting into competition in some way or another, especially three gun. If they're going to go three gun, these ladies are going to be, you know, they're engaging the full gamut of firearms. They got shotgun, center fire rifle, center fire pistol. This is something, you know, that's a very beautiful thing. All new shooters, for those of us that are seasoned shooters, we all have a responsibility to make sure that they know the basics of owning a gun, including the four rules of gun safety. But it's also a bit of a responsibility to make sure we're being warm and welcoming and doing everything in our power to help them gain that education. I'm not here to teach anybody, but I'll help everybody. I am not a teacher. I cannot teach, alas. I can teach you a couple of things here and there that might make a couple of things a little easy for you. But at the end of the day, it's going to be how much do you put into it yourself. And then you will bypass me in no short time. Bypass me just all day long. It'll be quick. You'll get on the passing lane, and I'll just be sitting there looking like I'm standing still. Typically, whenever a state is going to take on constitutional carry, we get the same forecast of blood in the streets and people getting killed over parking spaces. And let's talk about constitutional carry in Idaho 1 year later, just to get an idea of what that's like. This is Lock and Load. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Back in the saddle, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Now, Frog Lube is something that I use every time I go shoot. So, something I use every time I buy a gun. I'm not one of those that get out there and say, I'm going to shoot this new gun with 5,000 rounds without adding a drop of lube. That wasn't the way they taught me in the military. I don't have any desire to make them, you know, grind themselves down. So, Frog Lube it is. Check them out at froglube.com. Idaho constitutional slash permitless carry is 1 year old in Idaho. They fought for 4 years to pass it. And despite what the naysayers said, it passed and it's been in effect. And it's time to celebrate and help them to move forward. But in the run-up to that, for 4 years you had to listen to Bloomberg and the Moms Demand Attention and the other anti-gun zealots predict catastrophe if you passed constitutional carry. There will be blood in the streets. We'll see shootouts every day in Walmart. Accidental discharges will skyrocket. Those were the way beyond hysterical predictions that we hear anytime. If there's going to be permits or if there's going to be constitutional carry, we hear the same thing. Blood in the streets is a old one. That's a relatively old one. But, you know, and it's been 1 year. And have any of those predictions come true? No. And it wasn't hard to guess that they would be wrong. Idaho was the ninth constitutional carry state, and that means that there was eight other states to look at to see what would change when the law went into effect. To begin with, they could look at the state of Vermont. They've never had a permit system in over 200 years. And what is the result in Vermont? They're one of the safest states in the country. What about the other constitutional carry states? Well, recently the FBI released a report that showed crimes with handguns had decreased significantly with constitutional carry when it went into effect in states like Arizona, Alaska, and Wyoming. Having it go down in Alaska is a big thing. But now we come, you know, Idaho is who we're talking about. Has there been an increase in crime? No. Has there been an increase in negligent discharges? No. Have there been shootouts in the Walmart parking lots? No. Idaho was just one more state that Bloomberg predicted chaos in the streets. And once again, he's been proven wrong. Enjoy the crow, brother. Enjoy that humble pie. And take Shannon with you. Take the Joshes with you. Take Dan Gross with you. By all means, take Cuomo and, you know, Gavin Newsom and all of the, take Kevin Sweeney and, you know, take him, Kevin DeLeon, get him to everybody, enjoy the crow. Idaho self-defense laws are in need of a serious upgrade, and it is up to the gun owners there in Idaho to do all that they can to ensure that they protect gun owners, not only from criminals, but any anti-gun prosecutor looking for a gun owner to make an example out of. But right now, take a day to celebrate a victory in Idaho for gun rights. Commemorate your success. Please. They're all the time out there saying, well, you know, it's going to be blood in the streets. My other one is, my other favorite is it's going to be, you know, people are going to get shot over parking spaces and stupid stuff like that, you know, stupid stuff like that. That never happens. And here's the thing about the gun grabbers I don't understand. Are the gun grabbers just idiots? Or do they know the truth about what really happens in these states where it's okay to carry a gun for self-defense? Do they actually know that? I don't think. Well, no, I think they do. I think they do, and I think they're just a bunch of liars. Fake news people, if you will. Fake news is nothing new for a gun grabber because it's always fake. It's always a lie. And it's never about public safety. If it was about public safety, what they would be encouraging is more carry. They would finally embrace and stop trying everything under the sun. You know, John Lott is he's a very quiet fellow. He is a bit of a mask guy. loves to crunch numbers. That's his thing. And if the numbers came out the other way around, where guns were bad, he would have published that. He doesn't have a dog in the whole pro-gun, anti-gun fight. Now, he does now because he is anti-crime. So he gets out there and he sees more guns equal less crime, like we see with these states that I just mentioned in constitutional carry states now. And, you know, if we would simply embrace that, things would be a whole lot better if we would simply embrace just that one little itty-bitty precept that's out there for everybody to see. It's nothing new. It has never been anything new. Not ever. You know, I always end this by saying it's never been about gun control. It's never been anything new either. And that's the thing I really dislike about gun grabbers. By now, I would have thought they would have gotten a little bit of imagination and come up with a new story, because the old stories have been proven wrong. And then get out there and say, well, where the guns laws are more lax. That's what they call it. Lax. Like X-lax, I guess. I don't know. Where the gun laws are more permissive, we have, of course, more crime. Which absolutely cracks me up. It just, all of that just cracks me up, because it's not true. It has never been true. We're going to see an uptick in crime over the next few years, because we got all kinds of, we got MS-13, we've got ISIS. We're going to see all kinds of things go up temporarily, but they'll come back down. They'll come back down over the next 7-8 years. You'll see. But don't, you know, this whole supposition that blood in the streets. Listen, if guns and people who own guns were the problem, leftist gun grabbers, you would know by now. It would be very apparent by now. And every time one gun grabber got up on television and talked about grabbing guns, there'd be one less gun grabber if it was the guns and the people who own the guns gun grabbers. I'm just telling the truth. I know it doesn't. I know you don't like that. Go find a safe space and have yourself a snowflake souffle. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is simply indestructible. The stuff they make is indestructible. I can't stress that to you enough. I've been working on with the Assaulter Belt. And I'm about to put up a review of the Assaulter Belt. The Assaulter Belt is one of the most heavy-duty systems I've ever dealt with. I don't even know if I need a chest rig with this belt. And with the belt on, if I change one component, I can just cover it up with a button-up shirt. And I can have everything a chest rig would give me. That's just how good this stuff is. Check them out. Check out the Assaulter Belt at tacticalholsters.com. Coming from the land of Oregon, where you may be listening right now on KPJC, 1220 AM out of Salem. Love having them there. We have this. Now, do you remember the movie? Some of you may not remember it because it didn't get a lot of really good reviews. It was called Minority Report. Tom Cruise would get out there and he had this hamster thing, and when the precogs, which was, you know, three young children, hooked up in a hot tub with no bubbles and no heat, they would make the precognition that somebody was about to commit a crime. And then in the hamster tubes, a wooden ball would come down, and then the laser would cut the name of the person that's about to commit a crime in the ball, and then they would get in their giant flying snail flying machine and descend upon them and then put them in a state of catatonia and stick them underground. Minority Report. The pre-crime is what they called the unit. They were getting them for pre-crime. Crime they hadn't committed yet, but they fully intended to do so. In Oregon, we now have SB 719. That was filed by Senator Brian Boquist. And it's also coming out of the works of Ceasefire Oregon and the Bloomberg Minion Complex legislative effort. And it's one of their goals. It's an extreme risk protection order. This is where, this is the same thing as the violence restraining or the gun violence restraining order that came out of California. This is for, this will allow for people's Second Amendment rights to be taken away without due process in an ex parte hearing if a judge finds they might be violent in the future. I need to call the good people at KPJC and find out if those flying snail machines are in the air in Oregon, don't I? Now, most states, like in California, which also has the gun violence restraining order, they also have a code 5150, which was also the title of a decent Van Halen album. But that's a 72-hour hold. If somebody's going to be violent, or somebody, shouldn't we be stopping them from being violent when they're actually doing that and not before? Now, that kind of psych hold requires doctors and mental health evidence. And an ERPO does not require a doctor or mental health evidence. It actually forbids mental health evidence. Senator Boquist, the bill's chief opponent, says the bill is needed to help veterans. It's going to help out the veterans. Who might be suicidal, whose families could make an ex parte request for guns to be taken away from them for a period of time and allow them to seek professional help. Boquist's son, a veteran, committed suicide. But this doesn't do anything to provide mental health treatment to people who would have just who have just been deemed an imminent risk of harming themselves or others. So you take the guns away from them. So is it better for you? Would it be better for you, Senator? And I'm serious about this. How did your son commit suicide? And that's horrible. No parent should outlive their child. I get it. How did he commit suicide, though? And do we get the moral high ground if I, you know, if I urinate on my sheets and then hang myself with that? Is that better than if I shoot myself? Wouldn't it be better maybe to just get me a little bit of help? You know, do what you got to do temporarily. I fully would expect that to happen, but, you know, temporary. Nothing. And see, the thing about these bills is they're always preempting something. So that means they preempt a judge. If it's like the gun violence restraining order of California, that means they go get the guns first. Or do they have to? I don't know. I can't think of a scenario in which someone who is truly at risk of murdering someone or committing suicide, they don't have some sort of need for mental health intervention. Maybe that's just me. The bill was originally filed as SB 868, and it died in the Senate Judiciary Committee on April 18th in what the anti-gun crowd termed a procedural error. Craig DeLuz with the Firearms Policy Coalition, he talked about it. But they decided to go to something they call a gut and stuff procedure, and it became SB 719, and it passed the Senate essentially on a party line vote. And Boquist, a Republican, voted yes, while one Democrat voted no. It had been stuck in the Rules Committee for over a month before that vote. So on May 31st, they announced that scene die or adjournment was imminent, which allowed for less notice before a hearing, and that was over a month ago, but they're still in session. So they just pass this, even, you know, that sounds just like Cuomo with the SAFE Act. It's an emergency. So at the hearing, Representative Mike McClain, Republican from Powell, spoke against the bill because of its trampling of due process, the vagueness of the language, and said it punished people who hadn't committed a crime just in the name of keeping them safe. He said, "We're seizing people's property, taking away their lawful rights, all in the name of keeping them safe, when there is no evidence that they're at risk of harming themselves." And then he brought up Minority Report and the precogs. Are you going to take their knives? Are you going to take their baseball bats? Do you know how hard you can hit someone with a old-fashioned ashtray? McClain also noted that the court did not have to include a mental health diagnosis in their findings. So then he said, so when the court is supposed to justify their reasoning, they're not allowed to even talk about any of that. So how does the court justify the reasoning if somebody's suicidal in showing mental health problems, but yet the court's not allowed to even say it? So this person gets notice and a court order that just says, what? And the people say, oh, it doesn't intend to do this, it doesn't intend to do that. But that's what the language says, and that's what I have to go by, because that's what a judge will look at when ruling on it. Seems to me that there's an enormous amount of desire to do anything to help. There's a rush to language. I'm troubled on multiple levels. I deal all the time as an officer of the Oregon Air National Guard with risk to veterans. All the time. And I'm just startled by the looseness of this language, and I'm voting no. I put on the record why I'm voting no. I see all sorts of problems with this. Another problem is the risk to law enforcement and the possibility of enhancing the risk to the respondent and their family. Because if this ERPO is granted, law enforcement will have to serve the order to the respondent. So somebody's in a very bad mood emotionally, and then there's a bunch of armed law enforcement guys who give him a copy of the order and take away his guns, and then they just leave? So once he, and I'm going to assume it's a guy here, reads the order, he will know someone close to him secretly went to a judge and had a hearing. So now he now has no trust in people close to him, and he can attempt to find another weapon or another type of weapon and harm himself or others. Or the respondent could say Molon Lobby and start shooting law enforcement officers, and that would be horrible too. The Oregon House Rules Committee noted they had received over 2,000 emails in opposition to this measure, which is why they wanted to take it up while everyone else is out celebrating what's left of their independence. Come on, Oregon. Come on now. I know you got it. Beat this back. Keep due process. That's what separates us from the Europes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
We come to the last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube, if you use it right, and this is how you test your Frog Lube IQ. You take your gun, pull it apart, soak it in the solvent. Let it sit there a bit, wipe it down. Then take it and lubricate it with the extreme. Then reassemble it. Remarkably, your Frog Lube IQ goes up each and every time you do that, because that means your guns are just going to run. So, by all means, froglube.com. Coming from something called the Chicago Defender, I don't know exactly what it is. It claims that President Donald Trump should not be able to use executive orders to erase or reverse gun controls that former President Barack Obama implemented via executive orders. The paper alleges that Trump and other presidents should have to present their executive orders for a vote so that the orders can gain approval before being implemented. That's not how executive orders work, you dolts. An executive order can only reinforce an existing law. So you don't have to go there to say, hey, you guys know that law that made that illegal? I'm making it double secret illegal. You don't have to seek their approval of you enforcing their law. I sometimes got to wonder about these guys, because they get out there and they think if they say anything, we're just going to go, well, yeah, okay. The Chicago Defender zeroes in on the repeal of Obama's Social Security gun ban, saying one of the first regulations that Trump opposed was Obama's executive order on gun control. Obama made it mandatory that information be released on those who were mentally ill and included in background checks, making it impossible for those with certain diagnoses to buy guns. They continued, with all the senseless killing, including the infants and children done by those who are mentally ill, a more strict gun policy would be effective. But Trump nullified Obama's rule. Two things to take away from this. First things first, if you put this kind of stigma on mental health, nobody's going to get any treatment for it. Mental health, by the way, does not get better with age. It becomes more so. Second of all, where are all of these truly mentally ill people that you're talking about that are killing the infants and children? Who does that? Who's doing that? Where is the epidemic? Where is it? Missing from their coverage is the fact that the repeal of the Social Security gun ban was not an executive order. It was legislation that was passed by the House on February the 2nd, Senate on February the 15th. Trump signed it into law on February the 28th. It wasn't even an executive order. I don't know which makes you more doltish. First of all, while they were criticizing him for an executive order that was actually not an executive order, they admitted that Obama used executive orders to reverse policies by George W. Bush, but claimed that those were acceptable because they benefited the majority of the nation. But on the other hand, the defender suggests the power of the executive orders allows presidents to govern the country in a way that would allow them to deliver their promises to their supporters better, but it does not acknowledge the needs of the country as a whole. Interesting how stupid people can get a job and write for somebody. It's just interesting. It is. There is a bellicose undertone in a lot of the leftist rhetoric these days. People who preach peace and tolerance, rainbows and unicorns, they get on a very different wavelength the moment they start talking about somebody that might be, I don't know, shall we say, conservative. But listen to the way they talk about, even the mainstream Democrats have talked about the health care reforms. Hillary Clinton. Forget death panels. If the Republicans pass this bill, they're the death party. Elizabeth Warren, I've read the Republican health care bill. This is blood money. They're paying for tax cuts with American lives. And these are the guys in charge. If you look into the maelstrom of the left-wing Twitter and Facebook activism, you find that's restrained compared to what you get there. Republicans are monsters who've gone into politics for the express purpose of murdering the poor. They're not political opponents. They're enemies of humanity. They're vermin. Vermin, I'm telling you. Here's a typical Bernie Sanders supporter who saw the health care reforms as proof that Republicans hated the working class. Trump is a traitor. Trump has destroyed our democracy. It's time to destroy Trump and company. Shortly after that, he pulled back the charging handle on SKS and shot Steve Scalise. And you can just about follow his logic. Even many moderate leftists now seem to agree that Republicans are murderers intent on killing low-income Americans for some opaque reason of their own. Maybe we're just sadists. And if Republicans are murderers, then getting your shot in first is a form of self-defense, right? Yeah. So for a brief moment, as we get in the aftermath of these atrocities, all sides come together. They get into a little huddle, sing kumbaya. They stress the things they had in common, and they condemn violent rhetoric and yada, 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 E-I-E-I-O. Within less than a month, leadership of the Democrats calling the GOP the death party. And don't get me wrong. The person that ultimately was responsible for the shooting in Alexandria was the shooter in Alexandria. So it's hypocritical to complain about the rhetoric of the NRA or about using a crosshair as a metaphor for targeting a seat and then to talk about Republican blood money. But hypocrisy is not the same thing as complicity in some cases. But we do need to be clear about the legitimize that, you know, the making it legitimate to advocate force politically. In Britain, there's been a violent rise in violent protests, partly because a group of Trotskyists have taken over the Labour Party. And the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, refuses to accept the recent election result, possibly seeing Parliament as a bourgeois institution. His deputy, John McDonnell, called for 1 million people to take the streets and force Theresa May from office. And then they scheduled a day of rage. But they happen to fall during a heat wave, and the Brits aren't too much for the heat. And just as in the United States, the language of dehumanization, what the leftists call othering, when rightists do it, is becoming commonplace. So, following a recent tragedy in which a tower block burned down, McDonald accused the conservatives of murder, as though they had somehow started the fire when it was actually being politically correct and, you know, trying to pursue climate change. Climate. I'm sorry. Yeah, climate change is what they call it now. So, And there have been violent demonstrations since that fire. So why wouldn't you hit back at politicians who, you know, for the reasons that you put out there that are vague and unspecified, wish to exterminate the poor? So let me spell this out for you. Either physical force is legitimate in democratic politics or it isn't. And if you allow it in any circumstances, then its exercise becomes a question of tactics and not principle. If it's okay to stop Milo Yiannopoulos or Ann Coulter from speaking on campus by rioting, then political violence is legitimate. And if political violence is legitimate, then the question of who is acceptable an acceptable target becomes one of personal choice. For Hodgkinson, it was Republicans. For Dylann Roof, it was black people. For Micah Johnson, the Dallas shooter, it was white people. It's all just a matter of taste. So every act of physical coercion, throwing paint over a politician, vandalizing the property of an arms manufacturer, preventing a speaker from reaching a podium, weakens the taboo against violence. And then the difference between punch a Nazi and shoot a Republican becomes merely one of a degree or so. Also, by the same token, you also invite me to do unto others. Always remember that part. It's always about the doing unto others. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Tony Simon. Simon Says Train. He's got a new organization he's starting. We're going to talk about that. Back in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.